Big Drama Show.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with another live telecast. It is a live fight chat. We are here for Linares versus Lomachenko. Jorge Linares versus Vasyl Lomachenko live at Madison Square Garden, not the theater. It's going down in a few minutes. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. We'll be giving our live commentary, live immediate reaction. We'll be taking phone calls in between rounds. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. If you want to voice your opinion on this live fight as we watch supremacy take place. Linares defending his 135-pound crown versus the newly 135-pounder, the phenom himself, Mr. Pound for Pound, Vasyl Lomachenko. Let me head on out to the Golden State to my good co-host, the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out now.
When the main thing is, I just knock the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yes, hipsters here. Haters, beware. And like you said, the phenom, Lomachenko, is fighting this weekend. So I'm hyped. I think every hardcore fan in the sport is always hyped when they see Lomachenko at work because he does things in the ring that we haven't seen done really in the sport. I'm not going to say ever. But rarely. He is a unicorn. He is a diamond in the rough. And he's facing a guy that is not that equal of a unicorn, but Linares is definitely a skilled boxer, extremely fast, a true 135-pounder, unlike Lomachenko. Should be a fun matchup, should be entertaining. Can Lomachenko no mas Linares like he did to Rigondeaux or Nicholas Walters and so many more? Can't wait to see that. Can't wait to chop it up with Eunice and the callers. Like you said, call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to get in between rounds or after the fight for your immediate reaction. Get hyped.
That's really the question. What sort of defense can Lomachenko, I guess, well, actually not Lomachenko, what sort of defense can Linares mount? Because of Lomachenko, you know, are we going to see a traditional whitewash? Linares does have the advantage of being longer and taller. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that works to his advantage. So many times we think that that's going to be one for fighter A. And, you know, it ends up not really being any sort of help.
I mean, obviously physical advantages are useful, but if you cannot utilize them, then they're useless. They're actually almost counter effective to what you're trying to do if you cannot use your height and your reach to your advantage.
Seconds before opening bell, both men in the ring, the national anthems are over, and the bell has rung. The fight has started. Both men in the center of the ring, and Linares pumping a jab, bringing the fight to Lomachenko. He did question in his interview, oh, and there goes the jab to the body that he said would be there. Linares landing it. Lomachenko's trying a straight left early. I guess trying to establish some dominance. It didn't land, but the second one does. But Linares comes back with a good left hook that kind of lands swooping on the top of Lomachenko's head. And Linares digs deep with another left hook to the body, but misses. This may be more of a chess match than we thought.
Two key things for this fight is the pace, like you said. Who can control the pace is probably more accurate. And also, who can disrupt the other's patterns, the other's rhythm, the other's timing. Lomachenko, you know, really does well and excels at disrupting your rhythm, your patterns, your timing, and breaks you down. if Linares can disrupt that rhythm and that sort of pattern disruption of Lomachenko, then he might have success. If he can sort of get Lomachenko off his game.
Walking down Linares, but Linares with you know, very simple body movement and language, able to kind of get out. But some peppering jabs landing. And you know, my biggest concern with Linares is the scar tissue, the puffiness around the face and eyes. And will the, I guess, pesky jab of Lomachenko, which in this opening round isn't really landing. It's more of a range finder. He's kind of pawing with it, but it's touching Linares. Straight left.
And also, Lomachenko being the smaller guy is pressing him. I think it's not worried about the power at all of Linares. Linares not being known for a heavy hitter or a power puncher. Linares definitely going to have to be on the back foot and box.
I'm sure Lomachenko seen Gesta hit those three left hooks and said, I got nothing to worry about.
And one thing to Linares' credit is that his footwork is actually pretty impeccable. Like he has fast feet. He can move them. He can move around the ring pretty seamlessly. Unlike, let's say, some guys like Ringendahl, who are a little bit stuck at times. Great head movement, great waist movement, but their feet are kind of stuck at times. Similar to Canelo. Linares is not that. Linares is quick-footed, both in and out, both defensively, offensively. That's going to help him a lot in this matchup, potentially.
Linares finding very good success with the right hand, Matt. I don't know if you've been noticing, but he's been landing his right hand kind of as a counter. Not necessarily the traditional pull counter, but he's using it. He's landing it. It's not flush, but it's landing.
He'll duck off the center line and throw the right hand almost as like a counter to whatever Lomachenko's pressing him with. I like it. I think that's good. Throw the right hand more than even the jab when you're facing a southpaw. Why not? It's there. It's open.
His footwork is also good. And what I mean by that is he's not moving as much as past Lomachenko opponents. He's definitely conserving energy. I mean, he's right there. You know, the way we spoke about maybe Vasil noticing the Gesta fight and not really having anything to worry, maybe that's on the mind of Linares because he stood in the pocket the entire first round. He was there in the center of the ring. If, you know, Lomachenko wanted him, he could have found him.
True, and I think that both guys seem comfortable being within range of each other. That's something that's very apparent in this first round, that neither guy is worried about the other's power. So like you said, Ness, this could be just a chess match. We could get this first round over and over again where both guys are just trying to find the accurate shots, be the more efficient boxer for 12 rounds. Unless Lomachenko, I think, ups the pace. We've seen that in times where Lomachenko, I think, is a little bit of not necessarily a slow starter, but he has to work himself into a pace, into a rhythm, and eventually outwork you, drown you in volume, and eventually work to that point. I'm not surprised the first round is a little bit more of a feeling out process where they're both using their jab quite a lot, trying to find the range, trying to find the distance, trying to find the speed.
Second round, Lomachenko back in the center, meeting Linares.
Who do you give that first round to?
I think I'll give it to Linares. A little more accurate, a little more dominant. Kind of led the action, if that means anything. I guess what that interprets to me is, you know, he was the aggressor. He was controlling the pace, in my opinion. I think that...
Even on the back foot?
Look at right there. Like, he's digging to the body, multiple shots. I mean, he doesn't look like he's fighting Lomachenko. He just landed an uppercut. Like, he isn't getting caught up in the myth that is the Matrix.
And we sort of saw that with Gary Russell Jr. when he fought Lomachenko, that Gary Russell Jr. was sort of just able to work and do his average, not average, but, you know, his regular game plan and have success against Lomachenko at times. You know, you can fight Lomachenko. It's not necessarily the most difficult thing in the world, but it is
hard. Counter body shot by Linares, bro. He's digging to the, oh, Vasil landed a body shot, then followed with a right up lead uppercut. It's getting a little more interesting. I think they're starting to...
One thing I'm concerned about is that Linares is letting Lomachenko at times be the lead dance partner. And I think when you let a guy like Lomachenko lead at times, you allow him to be creative. You allow him to style on you at times. And then you have to react to whatever he is doing. Make Lomachenko be the one that has to react.
No, he's coming for Lomachenko's body. He watched that Salido fight. The right hand is digging. He's digging to the body with you know, cupping uppercuts. And by cupping, I mean they're really scooping water. He's bringing them low, but they're landing.
I think Lomachenko's landing some shots as well in this round.
Oh, definitely.
both guys are landing, I would say.
I don't know if my eyes are more focused on Linares because we've never seen any one kind of 50-50 Loma. And maybe that's why, you know, I'm just watching Linares. I don't know. He's coming all across the screen a little more vividly. He seems to be doing more, in my opinion.
Well, he's using his reach very well. He's, you know, keeping Lomachenko at the end of his punches, which is just a little bit outside of where Lomachenko's range is. That's helpful for what Linares is trying to do. But every once in a while, Lomachenko ducks a jab and works a combination.
Linares making a conscious investment to that body, brother, and it's starting to affect Lomachenko. He just threw his hands out to the side and kind of, you know, notioned like, come on, there's nothing there, but anytime you do something, we think you're doing something because it hurts.
Yeah, but I saw that happen with Linares. I saw Lomachenko land a left hook to the body, and Linares looked to the ref. You know, that happens. You know, it's the second round.
Seems like Lomachenko's actually landing a little bit more in these closing seconds.
I think Lomachenko's done better in this round overall. I think Linares has been a little more inefficient with the shots. He's been missing at times. Lomachenko's been able to turn Linares, and when Linares would be throwing with the right hook, he misses the right hook at times. I think Linares is getting a little bit stuck in there. He's too content to be in the pocket instead of boxing and be on the outside and working the footwork.
So they're showing the feet. I guess they're trying to say that Linares is squaring up.
I can see that.
I have the volume off, so.
There's a couple times there where Lomachenko would start throwing, and then Linares would almost shell up, in a sense.
Coming into the live feed, we're doing a live immediate reaction fight chat for Jorge Linares versus Vasyl Lomachenko. Don't forget to smash that thumb up button on the way in and share it on your way out.
Yes, or call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nesta Gibbs on Skype if you're international. Absolutely free. You can get in between rounds and offer us your take, your scorecard, whatever it may be.
Round three.
I think both rounds have been close as well. Linares.
Lomachenko, very, very successful at keeping that right foot outside of Lomachenko's lead left foot. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's never really on the inside, especially not when he's attacking. He's sure to have it on the outside when he's attacking. But this is what Linares needs to do. You see, for a few seconds, he threw a couple jabs followed by some right hands, and it kept Lomachenko on the defense.
Good combination by Lomachenko.
Another uppercut by Linares.
Both guys investing to the body.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a chess match. There's a lot of respect on this squared circle.
And skill. I mean, both guys are fast. Both guys have extremely skill technique, both offensively and defensively.
Linares land that lead left hook to the body? That would be crazy. Oh, I just noticed the Linares gloves are the image of a cobra. Or some sort of snake.
Mm. What's his nickname, Linares?
King. Oh. Self-proclaimed.
Neither guy really committing with a sort of like an offensive like attack. Both guys content with fighting the jab. So
from the looks of this, we're not getting a no mas. But it's early.
It's early. Like,
stepped on the gas yet?
No, I think neither guy stepped on the gas in any way yet. But the body attack by both guys, I think, will lead to a slowing down by one of them in the later rounds. And then can the other capitalize on that slow down? We can see, maybe.
Linares needs to do more than the 1-2, man. I mean, His thing is jab, right hand, the occasional hook, right hand, you know, one uppercut. He's too much of a cutie, you know. He's too much body language instead of just letting his hands work.
I think it's getting mesmerized by the feints of Loma. Loma is deceptively amazing at feints in terms of throwing out maybe two or three feints, then throwing a combination, adding in, you know, dipping off the center line. He mixes it all at once.
Left hand having a lot of success right now.
Is also getting outside foot placement every time and being able to.
By Linares.
Much more.
Loma's confidence building, Matt. Slowly, hands dropping, more, you know, facial expressions.
This is the first clear round I think we've had.
More like, stare downs.
The first two rounds were, I think, competitive and close. So you can make arguments either way. This round was a Lomachenko round. Absolutely.
What's the chat have it? Round 1, 2, 3. Who do you guys give it to?
I see a lot of 2-1s for either Loma or for Linares, and it goes back and forth.
2-1 Loma. Yep.
I see it. It also, a lot of people saying like it's a better fight than Rigo already.
Three rounds Loma. Not much, though. Not by much, though. Wow, 3 rounds already.
I mean, you can make an argument. I would not make that argument, but there is an argument there that Loma's won every round. But again, the first 2 rounds were ultra competitive.
Well, we are in round 4.
Yes.
It's moseying along. No knockdowns. No clear shots other than Lomachenko's combination to the body follow with the left uppercut. Probably the biggest highlight of the past 3 rounds. We're in round 4. And like I said, I think Lomachenko is starting to build a little more confident. He seems to be becoming more and more aggressive, kind of closing that space between he and Linares.
And plus, I mean, the one thing that Lomachenko does extremely well is outwork everyone. You know, he's a Sean Porter that just absolutely a phenom when it comes to technique. He outworks you.
Everyone. I'm not seeing that in this fight, though. I don't see like an obsess of, you know, over aggression or, you know, I just don't see an excess of activity. I think it's pretty even. You know, it's more about who's more accurate.
I think in the last round, he outworked him. I think the last round was an indication of what we're going to see for the next fight, for the next few rounds, so to speak, is Lomachenko pick up the pace, outwork Linares, and eventually just make Linares shell up. Make him be so confused by all the stimulus coming at him from Lomachenko that he shells up just like everyone else.
Yeah, he's going to have to make me a believer on that. I'm not sure.
Ooh, good combination by Loma.
I'm not sure it can happen.
I mean, Loma's throwing 4 pieces. Linares is stuck to a jab and maybe a 1-2 now. Maybe a right counter. Like, the combination work from Linares is absolutely gone.
I mean, he's always a 1-2 guy, though. I mean, I said that. This is the second time Lomachenko's complaining to the referee about being hit behind the head by Linares. He's a 1-2 guy. I just said that in the last round. He's not giving us more than a 1-2.
Yeah, but in the first couple rounds, he was throwing combinations.
Even those are it was left hook, right hand. Like, he's a 2-punch, you know, combination thrower or combination punch thrower, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, when your opponent's throwing 4s and 3s at you, you're getting outworked. That's the definition of getting outworked.
Yeah, not debating it. Not debating it. I just need those punches to land.
Oh, that's absolutely true. To make the no mass effect, yeah.
This is starting to show shades of the beginning of a no mas. This round does have a lot of shots landing on the face of Linares.
And you even see, like, in Linares' like body language and his facial expression, like, it's changing. Like, the confidence of that first round, that second round is gone.
Well, he's still in the center, though. He's still comfortable right there, or he's trying to conserve energy. Because he could move to avoid some of these shots, because it's not like he's not blocking some, but, you know, some are sliding in.
True, and it's, like, we've talked about this so much. Like, is it Loma's power that's stopping these guys, or just the mental game? Is the fact that you have this guy just dancing around you?
I think it's the mental, Matt. If you're fighting me and you can't hit me, especially not in the manner in which you want, yeah, frustration is going to set in, doubt's going to set in, embarrassment is going to set in, and then that's when they check out. They're like, you know what, I gotta go.
And I think eventually Linares' team is going to say, hey, you're not winning this. Round 10. Round 8 to 10. Look for that.
Well, if you were able to put 250 on, excuse me, if you were able to throw some money down on Lomachenko to win by decision, you might lose it, according to Matt, because he's still calling the Lomas.
Yeah,
I don't think that Vegas is usually right. So they're giving you money if it goes to 12. It might not be going to 12.
It's probably not going to 12. Like Ness, you are the like number one hater of Lenoris when it comes to that paper mache skin. That's just eventually gonna.
It's holding up, though. That. I mean, honestly, his face is holding up. It's not swelling. I just need him to do some more work. I mean, honestly, this fight's a little boring.
Yeah, but I think I could predict it like this sort of like matchup, like them boxing each other, like that was predictable. I think same with like the Rigondeaux fight. Like I think it should have been predictable that should have been a boxing chess match. It just happened to be one sided.
Does have success with the left hook to the body, man. He's been landing that.
He doesn't throw it enough, and he doesn't have outside foot placement. That's the issue. He doesn't feel comfortable landing it probably because of outside foot placement.
He's not going to make it with one punch.
No.
Even his jab is like one. Look. It's more like a range finder. He's not really using that jab with any sort of authority.
And Loma does the same thing. He ducks that jab, circles out to his right on you know the bad side of Lenoris, but Lenoris can't land that right hand and throws a combination. He's been doing that at will. And eventually occasionally he'll mix it up and go the other side and throw a combination, but that's basically what he does. Looks to come off that jab, dip, and then throw a combination of the body, then like an uppercut up top.
Yo, people hit me up talking about, I'm starting to hear AJ Protectors on other shows. Did you copyright it? Yeah, man. That one is like the Bible. It's free to the mass. Oh,
Enrique.
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm a mute. I'm live. I'm gonna try to show you how to thing. I'm figuring this out. Hold up.
Oh my goodness.
How is it?
I mean, your audio keeps going in and out, but we see the fight. We see the fight.
Clearly. Like, using the word see, I think, is a very loose term right there, Ness.
I mean, we see the screen. It's lit up.
I can see it on my TV much better.
Yo, I'm telling you one thing, though. There's a Loma crowd in the big room, Matt, and it is all Loma.
I'm not surprised.
But I'm surprised how far Lenoris is going. You know what I mean?
How's the crowd reacting, though? I actually like this. I like this. You know you like it, Matt. You're smiling.
It's like a phone call. It's like a phone call.
No, a little more than a phone call.
Yo, the crowd is going wild. It's a wild crowd, all Loma.
I don't see the wildness happening, though. I think your phone call is more exciting than the fight.
I mean, I got the headphones on. I could take them off and make the shit. But, yo, this is hot. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that flag. It's crazy. And I ran into Rick Fulwin.
Oh,
with the You Don't Know Shit About Boxing shirt. Yeah, he's not too far from me.
No, you actually sound clear. I thought it would be like a lot more noisy.
I actually had problems logging in when the fight started, but now it's it just like kicked in for some reason. It the files or whatever they have in this building. But yeah, man, Loma. It's pro Loma here. And I'm having a great time.
I'm glad.
All right, brother. We'll get back to your mutual stuff. We're going to go ahead and get back to calling this live fight. What round are we in, Matt?
Round 6 we're heading into. I missed the 5th round thanks to Enrique. But not like this. Like, that was actually nice. Sounds like a good crowd.
Very evenly matched, these two. No real huge age discrepancy between the two. Kind of evenly paired in terms of height. Lomachenko's 1-inch disadvantage, looking like a bit more. Lenoris does look like the thicker man, but not really using any of those physical attributes to his advantage. We're in a 6th round, and nothing Lenoris has stuck out. No highlight reel to speak of, in my opinion.
For Lenoris, no, nothing. Maybe a couple punches in like the first or second round, maybe, but I mean, Lomachenko's taking over. Like you've said, I've said it. It's that point where the work rate, the technique.
These referees got to get it together. Anytime Lomachenko complains, every single referee since the fucking Salido fight is like, you know, believes him. Like, he doesn't control this fight, bro. But yeah,
you know the A sides control the shit. Come on, B.
I mean, that ain't what happened in my fight. Niggas start acting funny when I talk to the ref.
Yo, because that's because your ref doesn't like you. Mitty had some money against you in that fight.
Yeah, you only a true A side when they're trying to sabotage you, baby.
Yo, that, I don't think that was low either. That was on the belt line.
Of course. They just don't want Lomachenko to get work. But Linares isn't that guy, man. This one punch, shit ain't going to do nothing. Look, his left hook is not even accurate. It's landing on the shirt. There we go. That was like a six-punch flurry, and then he's tied again.
Yep.
Back on defense. Okay.
Linares is a guy that needs to outbox you, and to outbox Lomachenko is a very difficult thing to do. You need to pressure him. You need to upset him. You need to get him riled up. You need to upset his patterns of what he does in the ring. And Linares is not doing that.
Linares starting to get touched up, brother. I mean, he's landing the left hook and it's doing nothing. It reminds me of Mercito Gesta. He's waiting for it too. Like he wants to counter with the left, but it's landing. He sees it does nothing. It's nothing.
Oh! Ah! He fell!
Yo, what is Enrique? Enrique, you're ahead of us because you're live.
I don't know what she's excited about. We're not watching.
Again, Enrique is ahead of us because he's live. Every TV is delayed.
Oh, shit.
Yo, you got a surprise coming.
We didn't even see the knockdown. He really locked my seal down.
Can you please? Yes, Enrique, you have to realize that you're ahead of us in everything.
Oh, shit. What happened, bro? Now I got to watch the replay.
It was a right straight counter.
Oh, and Vasil running, too. Uh-oh, that better have given Linares some confidence. What the bejeebus?
Yo.
Oh, look at
face. Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Matt. Oh, that was a right straight punch to the high-tech fighter. And he dropped, you know what I mean? Live in the garden, Enrique Church. You know what I'm saying? I thought that Linares was getting beat. I thought that Linares had nothing left. But the machine ain't a machine. High tech can be broken. And we just saw it. But now it's a dangerous round. Dangerous round.
Well, he has a loss.
Dude, he was shocked. Damn, that shit sat him down. I thought Linares had no power. That's crazy. It was a flash knockdown, though. Boop.
Nah, it wasn't flash. It was a hit. That was a hit, bro.
Face. Oh my god, Oscar face. Oh my god, he was so excited. He was like a proud daddy.
Why is Oscar here? Is he a golden boy, Linares?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, Enrique. I called him Enrique by mistake.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, whoa. Enrique.
You got me nervous, bro. A lot of fucking, I'm cringing as he's coming through. You know what I'm saying? He's got some killer.
Yeah, Enrique, to be honest, your audio is pretty bad.
But it works, man. I mean, for what it is, he's live at the fight. You're not going to.
Actually, try calling in, Enrique. Let's see if the audio quality is better. Like, try actually calling in.
Yeah, that might work. But
that's a distraction though for me for the fight. So
all right, we'll get off our stream then. Listen, Linares, he's not really capitalizing on that, Matt. He's still playing this cautious route, in my opinion.
Well, Linares has never been the guy to be the aggressor, he's never had like the big cardio tank to, you know, throw a ton of volume. He's never been that guy. It would be out of character for him to all of a sudden be this aggressor right now.
Hold on. I want to say he don't want to open up, man. He's fighting high tech. Lomachenko's dangerous.
I just hope he doesn't fall into this, oh, I dropped him, I could do it again, looking for this sweet shot that ain't going to be there.
Yeah, but that's a 10-8 round.
Because he's not really doing nothing right now. Like, he's just waiting around. It looks like he's waiting. He got the right hand cocked. Look, you see? Everything is a feint with the right. Like, he's ready to throw it. But meanwhile, did he win this round? We're, you know, we got 1:35 left.
And both guys seem like they're taking off the round.
Yo, he can't open up. He'll get knocked out by high tech, so he can't open up.
What do you mean knocked out? He ain't even fucking show that he could hurt Linares yet. All he's done is...
Well, not maybe not knocked out, but he'll get flurried on by big punches.
Or clipped or countered. You know, yeah, I understand your point. But if you need to win the fight, you need to, you know, open yourself up. You need to, make, you know, take risk to win the fight.
He ain't taking no risk, man. He landed that counter by accident because that's what he's trained to do. You know what I'm saying? But he's not trained to take advantage of the situation. That's why he's still pumping one jab, still throwing one right hand. I mean, look, even that was just right hand to the body, right hand with the uppercut. Another right hand to the body, left hook to the body. He's two punches at max, man. You can't even call this guy a 1-2-3.
Yeah, I think Loma came back and won this round, in my opinion, so far.
Well, this is a whole completely different round.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Like, he came back and won this round. Like the next round. So even though he got knocked down, like you said, it's a flash knockdown. It was like Broner Porter. You know, that's not very indicative of either the guy's power, how hurt the guy is.
Yo, Doomsday allegedly picked Linares.
Not allegedly.
He's not on the show. He's not on the show, but he's in the chat and he's still excited. Like, get your ass out of here. Linares still going to lose. You still ain't on the show. So you don't even get credit if you win.
Yeah. And then he tried backing out of that pick earlier today. I mean, come on. Come on, fam. Trying to say that Linares is going to survive all 12. Come on, B. I don't know what Linares thinks he's doing here. He like you said, there you go. Threw a four-piece right there at the end of the round. But that's about it. I mean.
Dude, I'm honest. I need more, bro. Like, I'm on my phone. I'm watching other shit. Like, it's not doing enough. You know, Enrique's call was a little more exciting. It was actually so exciting. We missed the knockdown. We had to watch it on the replay. It's like,
oh, you missed it. I didn't miss it.
Oh yeah, because you acted like nothing.
Well, what do you mean? I didn't act like nothing.
You didn't give us any emotion.
Because it looked like a flash knockdown. Like he got up. Like he didn't have like stanky leg when he got up either. Like it looked like the Porter Broner like knockdown.
All I know, my boy Mikey Garcia got to be like, man, I will pulverize this cat.
Nah. Yo, this is Lomachenko's hardest fight ever. I never seen Lomachenko go 8 rounds.
He's lost. Hold on, Enrique, he's lost. That's his hardest fight. The fight that he's lost is his hardest fight.
It's funny that he would even say that.
Gary Russell took him all 12. Like, what are you talking about, fam?
Yeah, and the Salido fight, look, the body language, you know, was different than this. He's still very much confident in this fight, you know?
Yo, the 8th round is going to surprise you.
Oh, so he's telling us from the future.
Yo, he's going to tell us spoilers all fight night? Really?
Marty McFly.
Buzzkill McFly, come on.
Linares, come on. Oh, Linares left hook starting to... Oh! Another right hand from Linares.
That right hand, like you said, has been landing all night, though.
Yeah, but it's got to land more than that. I don't know, man. I'm tired. I feel sound like a broken record with this, with the fact that he's
gonna go to sleep. We know Ness. We know you.
No, he's a one punch fighter, bro. It's kind of aggravating. Look, shit, how do you even commentate on this? He's like left hand.
You know, like the complaints of Canelo, how he fights in spots and everything like that.
Lenore is looking real bad right now. Future.
Not to us, bro. Get out of here, Marty McFly. What the fuck? This ain't where I don't want to eject your ass. Just stay there or something. Wait till the show's over, bro. Don't come on doing a live because you're like in the future, Marty. Fucking weirdo.
I forgot what I was saying because Enrique cut in.
Because this guy's jumping in from the future. Linares' face looking like he's not happy right now.
No, his body language and facial expressions aren't the greatest. But he's doing well in this round. I think this round's better than his last round. I still think Loma's winning, but
not much excitement, I'm telling you. I don't know. I mean, look at this uppercut. Both uppercuts were short from these guys. I don't know. Linares looks a little Lomachenko looks a little weary, right? A little tired now?
I don't see that. Again, I'm in a different spot than you, Ness. So you know that. But from what I've seen, he just threw like 5 punches in a row right there. And multiple combinations. Like,
another right hand by Linares sends Lomachenko kind of wobbling. I don't know if it was off balance or what, but Jesus, Linares has me so frustrated with these one punches at a time. Fucking throws one left hook, one right hand. One jab, one left hook. Fucking God.
Yo, I don't want to spoil anything, but I really like this fight.
Bro, your spoils are whack anyway. You talking about surprise in round eight and shit happened.
Yo, the crowd. I'm feeding off the crowd. There's blood right now. There's blood right now, bro. There's blood.
Going off of fucking emotion. Stop coming on. Bye. Get out of here. Yo, he talking about the crowd. What? Meanwhile, we watching a fight bored as hell. What the fuck? Yo, that's why you got to buy tickets to these shits. It's better over there, man. It's the alcohol influences you.
Yep, alcohol, the crowd atmosphere. That definitely helps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my sound on, but that's because of the audio. But anyway.
Oh, we got blood. We got blood. Linares' face cracked up. Cut in on the left eyelid.
Going to round nine.
Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button as you're joining the live stream. We will be giving our immediate reactions once this is over. Hopefully, we can get a stoppage. You know, to actually give us something to talk about.
Ness, you're such a hater.
No, I'm just saying. You know, because I'm sure on the ESPN telecast, they're like, oh, Loma's the best shit.
Well, of course. They have to fluff him up. I mean, he's an ESPN fighter.
I wonder what Tim Bradley said when he watched him go down, because he just said, he was like, he's the best fighter I've ever seen in my whole life.
But the thing with Loma is, like, he doesn't need to be perfect. Like, he already has a loss. Like, that is one good thing with him. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
He doesn't need a record to go back on.
I don't think so. I think because of all of the praise, like, that's why this fight is probably boring to me. Maybe to, like, a normal fight fan, they're like, oh, wow, this is so highly skilled and competitive. And to me, it's like, yo, this dude's supposed to be Neo.
Like, would you have been more entertained by Loma treating Linares like he treated Rigo?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a lot more competitive than what I thought. And even while I think that Linares is, you know, there to be taken by Lomachenko, he's not doing it. He's really not finding the way to do it. So then it's like, question, you know, are you a phenom or are these guys just fluffing you? Like, where's all the specialness at? Like, why hasn't he?
I think.
Frustrated Linares yet. I mean, it's the ninth round, bro.
I think he's still winning the fight. Let's obviously put that into context that I bet both of us think that Lomachenko's winning this fight still.
I mean, he's outworking, but look, the shots are starting to take a toll. The double left hook by Linares, again, wobbles Vasile. We don't know how the judges are interpreting that, you know?
I don't see a wobble. Like, when you mentioned the right hand in the last round, I didn't see anyone get wobbled by that. I didn't see Loma get wobbled by that, but digressing. I think anytime you're going up in weight and then fighting probably the best guy in the division at the time, it's going to be a more competitive fight than probably what people think. Even no matter how good he looked in the division below, it's a new division, totally different stakes, different fighters, different ball game. So I think we have to put that into context that it's Linares, and even though you, Ness, and others shit on Linares is very good. Linares has been a skilled boxer for a long time. And just because he had losses at impromptu times, probably, he has still been a quality fighter. And I think Lomachenko is just meeting another quality fighter in a division higher than him. That happens.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, the guy's a bigger man, so the punches don't have the same effect. The ooh and the ah isn't there, but that's my point. It isn't there. Like, he isn't. This isn't a Matrix. I don't know. I see when Linares gets a flush shot, I see, you know, Lomachenko's feet look weird. You know, but,
I mean, that's again, I think, are we expecting Lomachenko to be better than Floyd Mayweather? I mean, better than all these guys?
No, we're expecting him to be as good as Mayweather. Watch him, like Pacquiao, move up divisions.
But he's already different than Mayweather because he has a loss.
All right, but my point is, I also mentioned Pacquiao. See, I'm not putting him in a box, right? He's in a bigger box than normal. I mean, look at this replay. You're telling me that wasn't wobble. What the fuck? The left hook made him go the other direction. That's called wobble, bro. It's just like you're like in another world on the West.
But,
like,
but then he took a step forward at Lenars, and Lenars said nothing about it. To me, it looked like it was off balance. That looked like it was off balance to me.
But I wouldn't care if he was it. Well, at least say that. At least say, yo, that looks a little off balance. But to say that the man wasn't wobble when he's getting hit with a shot in the face.
Wobbled means he's hurt. I didn't see a guy get hurt.
I don't know. I thought wobble meant like lose your balance. Like you look wobbly, shaky legs. Like get out of here.
No, 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 no. Wobbled means hurt. Same with like shaky legs.
Maybe in boxing, wobble means hurt.
Exactly. That is exactly what context we're talking about is boxing.
Well, we're using the word literally, bro.
I mean, let you know that you were watching a boxing fight, Ness. I didn't know if you knew that.
He was wobbled.
He was wobbling, but he was not wobbled.
That motherfucker went the opposite direction. Matt says, nah, that was, you know, he's good.
He came right back at Lenars through a combination. He's good.
Better come back and get.
He still won the round. But when you compare Loma to Pacquiao, I'll say it's hard to compare anyone to Pacquiao because Pacquiao had that power. That was the equalizer.
Well, but that's my point, bro. You can't go around selling a guy as the next great and then his fights are always tough. Not, and I don't mean always, but he's got a couple on his resume that have been, you know, tough. And so does Pacquiao. So does Pacquiao. So does Mayweather. So I guess, you know, I'm just
addressing. I mean, the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, has losses. We have to stop acting like fighters that are the next great have to be perfect.
I think that's the problem.
Great does not mean to be perfect. Those are two very different ideas.
But I think that our minds, you know, kind of label them as perfect due to all the media attention.
I understand. When you get Bob Arum saying he's the next Ali, he's the next all this, you're going to have that expectation.
This round is pretty good, though. You know, they're letting it go. But Lenara is starting to look like that face I know.
That face. He's still winning at life, though, man. You see that post-fight picture with his wife. He's winning at life. Don't worry.
That body work. Let's go. He needs to just fucking dig deep, man.
Lenars?
Yeah, because he could hurt Vasil. Oh! Oh, and Vasil cocked it on him, too, after he dropped him. He walked around him and cocked the arm. Yo, Lenars ain't getting up. He's defeated. Look. He's still bent over. What the fuck? This nigga... Nah, bro. Let me shut up.
I'm behind you, so I don't know what you're talking about yet.
I'ma just stay quiet and wait.
Oh. I think it was an uppercut. I think it was an uppercut that landed.
Bro, my point
This is it, isn't it?
My point is.
Yo, do me. I said 8 to 10, baby. 8 to 10. Look at that. I love being right. I love being right. Shout out to you, Doomy, in the chat, picking Lenars to win by decision. Lomachenko won by TKO, I think, technically, in the 10th round. Ref called it off. I need to see a replay on that knockout, though, because it looked like a body shot live, but I don't know. It was a body shot. He's pointing to his body.
Yo.
Lenars is pointing to his body. So it was a body shot. I still haven't seen a replay, though.
Kind of just gave up, bro. They all just eventually give up.
Hey, you wanted to stop it. Now you're hating on it, Ness? What are you doing?
I'm not hating on it.
Come on. Call in 1-425-569-5241 or at Ness to Gibbs on Skype. Tell Ness that he's a hater. He needs it.
Lenars. He's
deleted. Done.
Stay in your lane.
I mean, look, he gave us what we wanted, right?
A competitive fight with Loma until he got stopped? Or are you talking about Loma gave us what we wanted?
Loma, I mean.
Except for you.
Look at the replay. Nothing landed. It's like Lenares gave up.
No, that left hook to the body landed. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Boom.
I still don't see
That's a liver shot. That's a liver shot, dog. That was a straight, beautiful liver shot that put him down. And just like I've talked about before, I mean, liver shots demobilize you. You could be all there mentally, but your body just, you can't get up. You can't get the breath under you. You know, I think it was a beautiful liver shot. That's exactly what that was. That was a perfectly timed, perfectly placed shot to the liver, which can finish any guy.
Yeah. Well, man, it's so difficult because the entire night it felt like he wouldn't get the stoppage.
And then all of a sudden, boom, liver shot stopped.
So you're confirming liver shot.
That was a liver shot, yes.
I don't know. The angle that I have, I get the back of Linares, so I don't see what really lands.
You haven't seen the front shot yet of Linares?
No.
Oh, you need to see that. They show that. Maybe rewind it, fast forward it, find it.
What about the referee's decision to stop it? Linares was on his feet.
But he was bent over. He couldn't stand up, put his arms up, you know, put his hands out. He couldn't do those things.
Hmm.
And maybe the ref didn't see a body shot and saw a head shot. So then you're thinking the guy is hit to a head, has a concussion, and kind of wobbly instead of a guy hurt to the body, which contextually is a little bit different. Like you know that a guy can bounce back from a body shot. It just takes a while.
Up to that Nomashenko name. I mean, geez, Louise, another stoppage. And it falls right in line because you have to have that feeling that Linares just gave up.
I don't see that. Again, rewind it because they did show it. If you're watching a commercial right now, Ness, rewind it. Find that.
I'm watching the very juicy McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, rewind it, man. You got to find the highlight.
Sending me messages. Go beef.
But that was like, you know, like Triple G Macklin. Like we've seen liver shots before. This is nothing new.
Yeah, but Triple G's shot of Macklin to the liver, we seen the brute force, and we seen
this was that. Macklin. This was that. Because remember, this is Lomachenko's. This is Lomachenko's power hand. This is his power hand that hit that liver.
It was the left.
Yes, he's a southpaw, and the liver's on your right side of the body.
Stop hating, Ness. Did Linares complain about the stoppage? Shaking my head.
Thank you.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Yo, Ness just needs some.
It wasn't clean.
No, that was clean. It was a clean body shot, Ness.
I couldn't see it from my.
Find it. Rewind your TV.
Stanley, like, no, Ness, that was a liver shot.
Everyone is saying it's a liver shot because we all saw the highlight where you were running down, getting whoever you needed.
Oh, yeah, I had to answer the door. That's what happened. That's why I didn't see the replay for the liver shot. Oh, man.
Tell Elias that he ruined it. I mean, come on.
Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button on the way in. And remember, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. We will be taking your calls. We want to get your immediate reaction and just get your overall thoughts on the king being dethroned. Poor Linares. Where does he go from here? I mean, he's only 32, but... at this point of his career, with only 4 losses, just you get the feeling that Linares is at the end of his career, regardless. Even though it's only 4 losses, it feels like he's been here before, rebuilding. You know, getting the loss, then rebuilding again, getting the loss, and rebuilding again. It almost feels like the Amir Khan story.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, similar trends or similar story plots with, you know, their arc, so to speak. I think Linares is probably done. I think win or lose, he was done with this. He may be, I think, similar in age to Lomachenko, but in terms of fight years, he's obviously way more advanced.
Way more wars since chicken.
He's been in almost 50 pro fights. I mean, that is a lot of fights. That's like when we talk about Canelo, we have to start talking about him as a different 27-year-old because of the amount of fights he's had. That wears on you. It does.
Canelo doesn't have the wear and tear of a Linares, and Linares has, you know, probably the same amount of fights.
I think Canelo has more, to be honest.
More wear and tear?
No, more fights.
Oh yeah, but not the wear and tear. That's my point. Like he's been more dominant in his career. He's, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that's 50 plus training camps of pro fights. Those training camps take it out of you. It's not the fights; it's the training camps.
So as we wait for the official. Announcement, and did they already announce him as the champion? Could we move on?
I think we can move on.
I have my volume turned down solo. I don't even know. Did you present him with the belt or not? I think I seen him with a WBO belt. Did he win a WBO?
That wasn't BO. That was the BA. WBA.
Oh.
Come on, fam. Come on.
I know. So I must have watched, like, you know how they show highlights? No, I think it's over, Matt, because I'm
watching. No, it is over. It is.
All right. Well, that case, where does Vasil go from here? Shit, that was the top. I mean, Robert Easter, if the thing is, Robert Easter is fresher. He'll probably let his hands go more than the occasional 1-2 that Linares was throwing.
And also, he is much bigger and much longer than even Linares.
Yeah, but that doesn't even matter. We already know from the past three Robert Easter fights, he doesn't use that height or length. That shit's not going to matter. He's actually going to bend down, give up his height, and try to bang out with Loma. I don't know if that's the...
Yo, stylistically, that's a tough fight for Robert Easter. It is.
You know what's funny? I think that the best fight for Lomachenko right now, and they're going to hate me, it's Beltran, a unification with Beltran. Beltran won a title. It's in-house. And honestly speaking, I prefer Beltran's style, even though he's older, even though he's already, you know, taken several losses. I think I like his style versus Lomachenko more than Robert Easter. Easter's going to try and box. And if he would utilize all his assets, then it would be worth watching that boxing match. But to watch a tall, long man fight like a very short fucking guy versus Loma is going to waste of my time, I think.
And it's going to be very upsetting to watch because we're going to be thinking, why can't Robert Easter use that jab and that reach and keep Lomachenko at bay? I don't mind the Beltran fight. Hold on, let me talk about the Beltran fight. I don't mind that at all because I understand your logic behind it, that Beltran's probably going to bring the heat to him. He's going to mix it up a little bit. And even though I think we all know Lomachenko will win that, the grit of Beltran, the power that Beltran possesses in his hands is interesting. And plus, it's a conceivable and probably realistic fight next. It's in-house. It's on ESPN. It makes sense. Obviously, the Mikey fight, I think, should still be on the table. Miguel Berchelt, even though at a lower division, I've heard rumors of him trying to move up. That would be an awesome fight still, even though it's in 135. So I think there's options.
Lomachenko giving credit to Vasil for the right hand. Somebody taught him a lesson.
You mean Linares?
Yeah. I said that backwards. What'd I say?
You said Lomachenko to Vasil.
Oh, damn, to his first.
Yeah. You do that all the time, fam.
Yo, he's the Matrix.
Half the time I don't correct you. And yo, I just.
Neo like, is two people.
What was that?
Neo is two people.
That is true. Yo, man, Linares' face, man. It just always
gets... Bro, he's got to move up. I'm looking at this, you know, top, like, 25 and 50. It's nothing is sexy. Nothing sells. Like, can Bob force Beltran because it's a unification? Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a money fight for Beltran.
But after that, there is nothing. And don't forget Bob Arum signed Jose Pedraza. I hope he's not about to serve him up. Like, I don't even know what's... Like, where does Lomachenko go if he can't gain any weight?
Yo, I would not be surprised if sometime next year we could see Jose Pedraza after a couple comeback fights at 135.
In Square Garden.
In MSG fighting Lomachenko.
That Puerto Rican crowd. They re-signed.
Oh, my.
They even got Jamal Herring. They didn't sign Jamal Herring for no reason. It's like, oh, we could say he's an Olympian, you know? Sell the whole Marine story.
What weight is Jamal Herring?
135.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those are all future Loma opponents.
Andy Venn says, but do they jump Andy?
They could.
He got a regional title. He's on a WBC regional, but he's like, you know, a 40th, 50th rank. That's what I'm saying. There's just no one there for him to stick around. He's got to move up. He's got to look for some sort of super fight, maybe a big Mikey fight.
Well, obviously, I think before Mikey, you're going to see a Jose Ramirez fight at 140. Like, that, I think, is definitely going to happen before Mikey Garcia.
So he's going to move up again. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's no one in this division. Move up. And that makes sense to move up for another in-house fight with another guy who's beatable. But I like that Ramirez fight with Loma. I mean, that's the style you need to beat Loma. You need a guy that's going to throw caution to the wind and throw punches. And, you know, that's what Jose Ramirez is doing, especially to the liver.
I know it wouldn't sell to a greater audience, but the Regis Progress fight would be phenomenal to watch. Just from a hardcore perspective.
I don't know, man. Remember, Ramirez is fighting somebody else. They're like marinating that program.
No. I meant Loma and Regis.
Hmm. Well, let's take the little bit of calls that we got so we can get
a ringer, by the way. We do have a ringer.
I know. I've seen him. Dempsey.
Yeah.
But first, let's go to those sponsors. You're watching this post-fight? Linares still in the ring?
Yes. Yes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Oh, that's not Dempsey's intro.
Oh, my God. Yo, you know what? Before we even go to Dempsey, I got an email from the producer that said that he sent us the wrong intro and Dempsey had requested a resend.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you have it, definitely, not me. So it's not on my job.
Let's get some publicity to figure that out. Dempsey, that's right, but why? It's true.
Don't get a suck on those statues. Give them guts.
This is a Dempsey intro.
Dempsey, what up?
Dempsey. What up? What up?
What up, Dempsey?
I'll make this quick, guys, so I know it's immediate reaction. Congrats to Loma. Fine performance. Good, gutsy fight against a guy who definitely gave his best. And Linares, I definitely got to take my hat off to him. He tried his best, but that liver shot definitely did it at the end. It did. And yeah, man, let's see what happens in the future. I definitely could see a unification with Beltran in the future, but I'm not sure if that's next. We'll find out soon enough. And yeah, take it easy, guys.
All right. No Maschenko, you heard his wife in the back. So also when you got your girl watching the same sport, bro. 252-561. Who's this? First time caller?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, first time caller, man. Long time listener, man.
All right. How long you been listening?
Shout out to Paper Mache Face, though.
I've
been listening like I had a long drive to work. So shout out to Paper Mache Face, though.
Name and where you're
from? Yeah, so what's your name? Hold on, player. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My bad, I got overhyped because I've been meaning to call in for a minute. My name is Devin, though, with an I.
Devin with an I, because Matt always so spells like things out he wants.
Yeah, with an I, not an O, not a ho. But anyway.
Where are you calling from, Devin?
He said North Carolina.
Shout out. North Carolina, going raise up, take your shirt off. Spin around your head like a helicopter, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, I remember that song. This the energy I'm talking about.
PD Pablo in the bar. But shout out to those to all y'all, man. Y'all keep me going, man. Y'all keep me like real entertained with the boxing. Like it's real difficult to keep up with this shit. Like unless you can fly out to everything, but. On some other shit, I'm off topic because I'm off some little wine and shit. I'm drinking like a hoe tonight. But anyway.
Yo, what you drinking? Red wine or white wine?
Nah, I'm drinking white wine, just like I like my women, though.
Oh, okay. Yo, he is lit anyway, over there. I'm excited.
Yo. But when Loma got put on his ass, I was like, yeah, all this shit I was talking about, that pity pat tap dancing bullshit is not going to work. But then he done pity patted tap dance my man to death. Fucked him up with a liver shot. I just can't wait to see he fight Mikey, though. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, listen, North Carolina, Devin with an I. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I wonder if Linares sticks around long enough to make that Mikey Garcia fight. But.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, 135. You know, Mikey came back to 135.
Like he can't go back up to 140 and get a belt and they won't just give it to
him?
Well,
that's my point. I wonder if Loma sticks around long enough for Mikey to get an opportunity. Because Loma might, let's say, unify with Beltran, then next fight, Jose Ramirez. Oh, he's making history again, moving up, you know, trying to sell the whole Trump divisions.
I have a prediction. Because rumors are circulating that Robbie Easter Jr. and Mike Garcia have been negotiating for a fight. So let's say that fight happens. I think we get Loma versus Beltran in the meantime. Winners fight each other next year. and then unification next year.
All right. I want to say Alex is calling in from Russia, which I always love. But Alex, if it's not Russia, let us know, because I know it's international, and I'd love to say that the show is super international. Shout out to Mr. Sonny B. Ness is a hater. Linares did not get up. What you watching? What the hell he means Linares didn't get up? So you didn't see him, like, completely standing? Oh, that's not even a word. But
no, not a word.
He was completely standing up. He was just folded over. So, you know, as Matt repeated that and I heard it out loud, it made sense. If you're folded over, maybe I can see why the referee says, you know, this guy doesn't want to fight. But let's go out to Alex. Alex, remind me, my friend, where are you calling in from?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm calling from Rush.
Nice. What time is it over there?
It's 5:30 in the morning.
All right. So you set the alarm clock for Vasil. Were you impressed? Before the stoppage, were you impressed?
Yeah, I was impressed before the knockdown, to be honest. I just want to say that it was a great fight, and so far it might be the fight of the year. I knew that Jorge Linares would be his toughest test, and you know, he proved me right. I thought you were not, you know, especially you, Ness, you're not giving him enough props, because Linares is a very good fighter with very good boxing IQ and a great hand speed. And I just want to say this, that Lomachenko's biggest downfall is his overconfidence. Very often when he dominates his opponents, or just confidently winning, you know, he gets overexcited and he gets impatient and he overcommits. And that's exactly what happened when he got knocked down. Also want to say that...
But Alex, you know what? Being overly critical, him being knocked down, it just adds to the allure of Lomachenko. It also makes him a bit more vulnerable, so maybe he gets some more opportunities. But that chink in his armor, it allows for him to grow as a fighter, right? Because people still doubt. And when there's still doubt, there's still interest at the very least.
Listen, I hope he learns from this mistake, because that's not the first time he made this mistake. You know, he fucked up the same way when he was fighting Mariaga. He started disrespecting him, you know, too early, and he paid for it with a couple of bruises and with a cut. So I hope he learns from this mistake, because that's something that's been consistent throughout his whole career, with Salida fight, Mariaga fight, and now in this fight. But I just hope they're going to make the Mikey Garcia fight. I know that Mikey Garcia is most likely fighting Easter this summer. Like Matt said, let's see Beltran Lomachenko fight meanwhile. And then a big unification for all the belts. That'll be cool. By the way, how you guys score the fight before the stoppage?
You know, we got to start scoring. We're actually doing live fight jazz, and we're just talking round by round. We probably need to start scoring. I already switched over to Ray Vargas, too.
I only had, I think, obviously the knockdown in the sixth round for Linares in the first round for Linares. Everything else I pretty much picked for Lomachenko.
Yeah, I mean, Loma was winning. It was obvious he was outworking him in most of the rounds. You know, Linares had success in spots, but he wasn't doing enough, in my opinion. That's why I wasn't really giving Loma too much credit. I kind of felt the fight was a little boring until it got exciting. The six was exciting, and obviously the stoppage round was exciting. But
I think I gave Linares about four rounds.
I can see that. No, like don't get me wrong. Like, I can see Linares winning more rounds. There was competitive rounds throughout. But me personally, I thought Linares was missing too much. I thought Lomachenko was putting too much work in and landing too much. Like those.
I was more surprised to see that the power of Linares affected Lomachenko when it didn't affect Gesta, and when throughout so many rounds it wasn't affecting Lomachenko. Then all of a sudden, pow, you know.
Now, Ness, but you got to admit, he got caught when he was walking.
Yeah, he was walking in. He was walking in. It was no, and that's what I said. It was more like a flash knockdown. It stunned him. Yeah, you know, it kind of woke him up. It was like an alarm clock, really. It's like, hey, this is still a fight. You know, like you said, he got overly confident. But listen, Alex, we got some other people. Want to thank you all the way in Russia. You're definitely a great boxing fan. We're glad to have you. And you're setting a clock so early in the morning just to watch the king take on the Matrix. What's up, Matt?
And I want to piggyback off of that, the idea that Lomachenko not necessarily gets overconfident, but he starts working himself into a timable pattern. For all the greatness that is Loma and how much he can vary up his offense, he gets stuck in patterns as well. And especially when he is a little bit dominant rounds, he does the same things over and over again. He has the same head movement off of the same punches over and over again. And a guy like Linares and other great boxers can time that.
Yo, I'm getting a lot of shit in the chat for saying that it was boring, but like, dude, when you're seeing the same pattern punches over and over, one jab, right hand, left hook, right hand, repeat, one jab, right hand, left hook, right hand, repeat.
I think that could get boring to me. I think it was more exciting than what you say, but definitely not fight of the year, like Alex said.
Hey, yo, that's so official. My neighbor is watching it, and he knows what I do. It just got the text across. He's like, Lomachenko's a bad man. It turns me on when fucking people know boxing. Because it's so, like, I don't know. It's so crazy that no one watches this sport. These team sports don't do it for me, you know? Having a bunch of people help you get the win, I think that's easier than what these two men just did.
Well, I mean, there's definitely an argument that individual sports are inherently harder than team sports. That's fine. But on the idea of like introducing a person,
harder probably because you've got so many different personalities, you got to get to work in union, but definitely easier because you got so many different hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you have 11 people on the field helping you, it helps.
Exactly.
But digressing, I think anytime you can introduce somebody to a boxer or the sport, it's a great thing. Like I have casual fans who are my friends who I introduced to guys like Triple G way back in the day, in like 2013, 2014. I put them on him.
I think the lesson that I'm going to learn from today is I'm going to have to start embracing the hype jobs, regardless if they're hype jobs or not, right? Because Lomachenko's already, at least at this point, proven to every naysayer he's the real deal. And my neighbor just texts me, right? So it's like, why not embrace the guys that are actually drawing in new faces to the sport? And I guess jump on the fucking propaganda train and shit, right? It's
well, I mean, we can have criticism of hype jobs, but we can still, I think, respect and value the attention they bring to the sport. Like Ryan Garcia, we should criticize his technique and his ability. But we should also applaud that he's able to bring in this new wave of young fans to the sport and a female demographic. That is something that not every boxer can do. So let's applaud him for that. But we can still criticize him and critique him on other aspects of his game. That's completely fine and I think fair of us to do. Ness, is your lady friend bothering you? Do we need to end the show?
Nah, bro. We got to get to the 818, though, and we got Javier. But I'm going to get to Javier first. Javier, where are you calling in from?
It's Javier from Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. You know that the Skype doesn't say that, bro. I got your last name there. I don't want to be shouting that out. So talk to us, brother. What did you think of the fight?
I thought it was a good fight, man. I feel like Lomachenko was hittable. I mean, because Linares was still getting – he was getting a lot of punches off. Somebody would be the Matrix. I mean, I think Lomachenko is hittable. Somebody with power could be a problem for him.
Mikey, bro, if that straight right of lazy Linares landed, what is Mikey going to do? Who's more methodical? You know, he can definitely stick to a game plan. So I don't know, man. I'm interested to see Loma and Mikey. Maybe that's the pay-per-view or at least the big fight.
The big fight.
I like Loma, Mikey. Or, I mean, people forget about, but I mean, I think Gervonta still can get a Loma problem, to be honest.
Maybe now with the power, maybe Gervonta, maybe Floyd and the whole money team decide, hey, maybe Tank's power can be that mitigating factor.
Exactly. Like bodies, he was susceptible to body shots tonight.
It's a combination body shots tonight. You know, Linares was landing at least the boring ass right hand, left hand to the body.
And Gervonta damn near killed his last opponent with body shots.
Yeah, but that dude was not on a Lomachenko level, man.
It's okay.
The question is, can Gervonta make it to Lomachenko's body, who's, you know, agile, he's fast, he's quick on them toes, he's combination punching, he's countering. So is Tank going to get caught on the way in?
I mean, yeah, but Loma ain't got the power. I don't think Loma got the power to knock him out. So I don't think that's a problem. So I think Tank could probably power through Lomachenko's shots and get in on him. I like that fight. I like him and Mikey. I don't think Robert E. should really be a problem, though, because he just don't use his length at all.
Yeah, he don't use those God-given tools, man. But Javier, let me get to some other calls. You got anything else before we wrap it up?
Nah, that's it. That's it.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in all the way in Alabama. We're going to go out to Sam in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sam, talk to me.
Press one. Who did not press one?
Oh. Oh, we just...
Hey, what's going on?
All right. See, Matt, you're wrong.
But he didn't press one.
You're wrong. You're always wrong. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, I thought it was a good fight. And, I mean, I had Lomachenko winning most of the rounds, but, you know, it turned into a good fight. And I feel like they did a good job by stopping it. That's pretty much all I got to say.
Well, all right, Sam. Listen, we got a couple of callers there. If you're going to get your opinions out, go ahead and press one. If not, I'm flipping this intro, or excuse me, outro, because we are out, bro. Matt, I guess I'm the resident hater. I'm not that impressed. I think because I've been here, done that. You know what I'm saying? It's like when this fight was announced, I was the one that said, hey, paper mache face Linares. This is just, to me, another facade. Like, tell me Mikey wouldn't have done this or worse to Linares.
Mikey would be a better fight.
Tell me that you don't think Robert Easter at least has a shot at Linares. That's what I'm saying. It's what they tried to sell Linares as this king of the division when, you know, maybe he was a king once upon a time, but there's some new lions in this division. You know, the Garcias and the Easters of the world have not been conquered by Linares to be saying that he's the king of anything. You know, if anything, it's some Game of Thrones going on. He's the king of the North, but there was some other dudes coming to take that throne.
The second Garcia moved up to 140 and fought Sergey Lepinets, he relinquished all right to bitch about not fighting Loma or Linares, or for his fans to bitch about it. The second he moved and changed divisions, you're out of the equation, man. You're no longer in that division. Sorry. Even though you're coming back now, allegedly you're coming back, but you weren't. You just went up and won another belt in another division. So I'm sorry, Mikey, you're not the king of 135. Robert Easter. You know I'm a big fan of Robert Easter, and I love Robert Easter fights, but man, you have arguably lost your last three fights, if not last four fights. So Linares was the guy. He was the guy in the division at this point in time in 2018. So this was a great win. I think you don't like Linares. I think you're not a big fan of Linares. So you are always a little bit, I think, hating on this matchup, which is fine. I think you are in a sense proven right, vindicated. Yeah. In a sense. I understand. But I think it's also true that this fight was entertaining. It was competitive.
Yo, the worst part about this fight...
Very quickly, while you view that as not as entertainment is subjective and up to everyone's taste.
Bruh.
So.
Worst part about this fight, Linares has lost in better fashion. Like, meaning he's gotten beat up worse by lesser men. Lesser men.
I don't know about that.
Bullshit.
I think you're forgetting how the DeMarco fight went.
Bullshit, bro. Yeah.
I think that Linares was winning.
Hold on, Matt. I understand clearly that you're going to say, yo, DeMarco was winning. Excuse me, Linares was winning. DeMarco's the one that came back from behind. That's right. But look at that fight aesthetically. Linares was Swiss cheese. There was blood everywhere. It was like a movie. Listen, I had to stop the intro. We got he dropped off. Thank God. It was Alex Lemon. I felt like shit. I got to go to my man. That's the IG master, but he's gone. So, yeah. I am your host, Ness GTO. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter. Are we doing Ali?
No. Come on.
Oh, wow. You got a date?
I mean, I got other shit I can do.
With a dispensary? No. I'm joking. Bro. Yeah, man. So I am your host. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Final thoughts. Lomachenko. I want to see him versus Mikey, or the winner of Robert Easter versus Mikey.
I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mick. No, I keep getting it wrong. Damn. At Matt Hunter TVV on everything. Twitter, Instagram, email at Gmail. Find me on all those platforms. Final thoughts. I think Ness is hitting. You know. So it is what it is. I think Loma is a phenom still.
Damn, yeah, we got two calls.
They can wait till Sunday. I'm sorry, callers.
That's true. This is not Sunday show. This is just
no Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
All right, 7 p.m. Eastern.
All in. Same number, 1-425-569-5241 or at Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Hit that like button. Remember, patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Help support your favorite boxing channel. Grow bigger, get better equipment, better production quality. You want this channel to have zero ads? Patreon is the way to go.
That's right. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, and our backup channel, youtube.com/NestorGibbs. Deuce.